dem Burghof und kein Bein ungefällt. Nach langer Stille geht das Leben in die Allen hinein. In schwarzen Kleidern ein Orden schreitet und tritt gewaffnet allen ein.
Der Orden ist versammelt in der orangen Hütte unter dem Turm auf der Stelle. Sie schwören um das Feuer, den teuer Heide ihren Zirkel auf ewig erhält. Weit Feuer brennt in der gewöhnten Hütte ein heiliges Zeichen erhält. In Steinen graviert symbolisiert es das Zentrum der neuen Welt.
Thank you. existiert noch eine Gesellschaft, die in Treue und Leere sich neu beschwört. Durch die Zeiten bleibt die Einheit erhalten, die unsere Feinde bald und zerstört. Im Dunkel existiert noch eine Gesellschaft, die in Treue und Leere sich neu beschwört.
zwykłym.
Was.
Does it for the show. That was some Bezkres, a Polish band risen from the ashes of Kui, a really good atmospheric black metal band out of Poland. Before that was some Rune Boy. I think that track is off of their new album. It sort of mysteriously was added to YouTube. I did want to play their CD compilation, but unfortunately the reverb was something was going on, so I couldn't play it. Before that was a certain Greek band that I shan't speak of on these airwaves. They just put out their album on YouTube, and I think it's going to go out in physical soon, maybe this weekend. Probably contender for black metal album of the year with that one. Before that was Burzum, believe it or not, putting out some singles this year that were not shit, not entirely shit. That song was Elfland. So we'll see if he ends up returning to black metal. At this point, I don't really care what he does. I mean, I really only listen to the first few albums anyway, but was sort of surprised at how good at least that song, Elfland, was. Before that was maybe my favorite album of the year. There's this Finnish band, Kiira, K-I-I-R-A. They put out, I think it's their third or fourth album, and that was the final track off of that one. Just incredible, super repetitive, minimal black metal, but definitely has like a groove and sort of like a folky kind of spin to it all. But it's very passionate, I guess you could say, and just like very straightforward, but in a good way. Kiira, K-I-I-R-A, definitely check that out. Probably my favorite album of the year. Before that was the new Blodås Nord and Occult Order before that, and then the aforementioned Gersolf. I won't belabor it. Thanks for listening for the last 6-7 months. I sort of found that for one, I wanted this to be more of a physical media driven radio show, which is sort of ironic for my final show where I basically couldn't play any physical media. I sort of exhausted all the CDs and vinyl. I'd say I've probably played, maybe 75% of my collection in the last like 6 or 7 months. At least what I could, what I thought was worth playing. As I said before, I think, I would like to sort of move this in a different direction and maybe do some, some sort of like multimedia thing, or I'm working on some movies right now. I made a short film earlier this year, and I'm looking to make a documentary, and I've got a day job and all that. I mean, blah blah blah, everyone's got stuff going on, but point being, I'm finding that I don't have the catalog or the time to sort of like keep this going in the way that I've been doing it. I thought I'd end right now, kind of at the end of the year. I'll save these and upload them. And some people have been, I've been getting some random outreach from people saying that they've liked some of the shows I've done. So, I put out maybe, 10 or 15 shows, at least 10, probably like 15 shows. And I feel pretty good about it. At the very least, it's some, hopefully introduce people to some new good stuff, or maybe a breath of fresh air when it comes to hearing metal, extreme metal, in this day and age. Thank you, and signing off for now, and maybe this will come back in a different form later on. All right, good night.